Hi, y'all. I'm Julie.
Hi there. I'm Brenda. Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side.
Now, y'all need to know that we're obsessed with everything on the other side.
Yes, we are. Because once you learn to navigate the energetic, or to some, the invisible world, life is going to be more fun and much more serene.
Heck yes, it can. Because let's be honest, Bryn, Earth School is hard. In fact, you taught me that.
Let's crush Earth School together.
Welcome to Insider's Guide to the Other Side, a production of iHeartRadio.
Hello, my witchy poo. How are you? Every time. It's I could do this 100 times and you would still respond the
it
exact same way.
It makes me giggle every time.
Because it rhymes. It's like that Dr. Seuss intro.
It is. Now, I have two visuals. I have you and I have the Dr. Seuss in my head.
It's the same.
Welcome to our 53rd episode. Is that right?
I can't believe it. I really can't. I don't think I've ever done anything 53. Okay, we're not going to go there. This is going to stop that. I'm going to leave that alone.
We're going to have a confession 10 seconds in.
We always have good confessions. But today's episode is a bit of a twist of what's been plastered in the news about dealing with the pandemic. You know, I am a confessed news junkie, so I read all the things that are out there. And there are terrifying things. There's no doubt about that. But we also need to be talking more with one another about how we can thrive while surviving, which I'm going to have to give props to my witchy poo that she actually named this episode. And she doesn't have a lot of confidence in naming, and I'm telling you there's reasons why she doesn't, but she totally redeemed herself on this one by calling it Thriving While Surviving.
Didn't see that one and coming, did you?
I didn't. No, I didn't. I did not know today was my birthday. My birthday was a few weeks ago. It's literally you naming something is like the best birthday present ever. So we want to encourage everybody to have these conversations with people in your life. You know, we always hope that when we share our stories and we share insights that you're not only getting them just from us, but you're actually taking it and you're taking the construct and having those conversations yourselves.
Exactly. Exactly. And we wanted to talk about we know it's stressful, right? Our way of life is paused at best and completely over at worst. And we haven't figured out what the new going state is. So we're in this suspended animation and it can be very unnerving, very unsettling. And there's also some gifts in there that we want to pull out, that we want to invite you into. And it's not to say that it's going to take away the stress or even bring clarity. But as long as we're suspended, let's find something within ourselves that we can highlight and feel good about. That's the conversation today.
It is. It is. And in fact, we're going to probably be talking about this over a number of episodes over time because this isn't...
It's not going away.
It's not going away. It's not going away. And we need to all be having these conversations about what this new normal is. And so we're going to be hopefully helping you guys with these conversations. But I do think there are ways for us, while we are more, sheltered, right? And by being sheltered is we don't have the same social life that we once did, says the sociable hermit. Because it's a funny thing. And it was you who brought it up to me. You kind of, you pegged me, but you peg everybody. But you pegged me years ago and... You know, because there's a part of me that's super social. Oh, yeah. And then there's a part of me that's just leave me alone. I want my time. I want to think, and so that hermit side is totally thriving right now.
Yeah. And I also want to say that there are people who don't have the luxury of sheltering in place. They are essential workers. They have loved ones that need to be checked on. There's all kinds of things that take them out and keep them engaged in the world. And some people feel great about it and some people are very uncomfortable with it. So I just want to acknowledge all the places on the spectrum of where we are in this in-between state.
I think that what we want to do is, because you know I'm a little bit of a nerd.
I love it when Nerdy Elf shows up.
I know. Nerdy Elf absolutely showed up today because, you know, I think that, you know, when we're able to look at our situation in life and we can accept the spiritual part of what's happening, like the stepping back and looking in and trying to find meaning in it. And then we look at like, what is, you know, what is our lizard brain doing in the midst of this? Because sometimes they conflict, right. You know, sometimes we don't know what to do with the lizard brain or the lizard body. You know, the first chakra that's telling us fight or flight, right. You know, but you know, spiritually I'm okay. It's like, how do we balance these? So of course, my favorite source is Psychology Today.
Yes.
because I kind of fancy myself sometimes as, you know, I'm not a psychologist, everybody, just for the record, and I don't even play one on TV or radio, but I do like to bring in their research.
Go, Nerdy Elf, go.
Hey, I love when you call me that. Call me names all day long. So what's really interesting is that, you know, what's happening right now, I think, has the whole field of human behavior. It's like a feeding ground for them, because when is the last time we've had something, right, that has been this dramatic, right, in human behavior and having to, like, whole populations to adapt to something, right? So this is major fertile ground for them. So they weirdly are excited about it. And I did actually read about how excited some of them are, which...
With the nerd reading about the nerds.
I know, it is the nerd reading about the nerds. So I'm just going to share just some of the, I think, bullet points, some of the facts that they've been writing about. And I do encourage everybody, if you want to not only check my accuracy, which some people are, there's an archetype for that, but to also learn more and go deeper, because we actually don't have enough time to go through all the details. But here's what they're saying. They acknowledge the balance of maintaining a responsible social distance without sliding into psychological isolation and loneliness.
It's so funny you should say that, because when people started using the word social, we need to keep social distance. I said, can we please use another term? Can we use physical distance? Because I still want to be socially connected. I'm talking to people. I'm on Zoom. I'm, you know, keep maintaining my connections and even upping them in many, many cases. Because intentionally, when we have physical, it's literally physical distance. That's what we need to stay safe. That's what we need to, you know, move things forward. And I don't like the socially distancing. You can tell.
I don't like it either. I can tell, because you also do your da-da-da-da thing you do, that rolling of the tongue thing.
Really,
is that like your
up.
Mexican heritage or something? I mean, like, you do that thing and I don't like it, because I know you mean it.
I do mean it. Stop the social distancing. Keep the physical distancing.
Yeah, because obviously there's ways for us to connect with each other differently.
And
you know me, I'm a hugger.
Yeah, oh, I know you are.
I'm a hugger. I think I've broken bones on you before. And so that's a pain point for me, because that's how I show people how I feel about them.
No,
and
so
I'm unable to do
hug.
That.
Like, ugh.
Right? The air hug or the elbow bump. I'm like, quit. Don't get near my elbow.
No.
I can't do that. So, you know, they were talking about, they're really differentiating between the extroverts and the introverts. And those of us who are both can identify completely. But there's clearly benefits that, you know, extroverts reap from being so social, right? They have enhanced moods. I mean, this has been studied. So if you're someone who's a super social person and then you find yourself being in a really great mood when you're around people, it's because it enhances your mood. And it also gives you these feelings of authenticity, right? Mm-hmm. So we're bringing this up because if you feel that that's something you don't have right now, there's actually other ways, like Brenda was saying, for you to attain that. It doesn't just have to be at a bar.
Right.
So it's okay if you're feeling like, oh, you know, my mood's kind of wah.
Well, and it's how they recharge. Like, extroverts recharge with other people. You know, it's a dopamine hit, really, is what it is, right?
It's the gasoline for their car.
Dopamine is the feel-good drug. Right, hormone in our body. It's not a drug. Well, it is kind of, but self-made.
Keep talking, Brenda. Just keep talking about whatever the hell you're trying to say. I'm just kidding. But then as you talk about how people recharge themselves, why are we laughing talking about psychology? What is wrong with us? But on the other hand, with introverts, you know, like what Brenda was saying is, you know, they recharge from being alone. They recharge out of solitude. They've actually been training for this their whole life. And in fact, I think you actually said that to me. It's like, are you kidding? Like, introverts rejoice. They've been waiting for this their entire life, to live a life like this and
it's
not feel
time.
Guilty or
it's
shame.
It's our time to shine.
because you are an introvert.
Definition of, you look it up, I'm right there. Happy,
yeah,
sitting
it says
in
witchy
my corner.
Poo. Yeah, I think I need to go on one of those urban dictionaries and see if I can get your picture put into introvert. But also what's happening is they're finding subsets,
right,
for introverts and extroverts. So what they say is that people aren't alone as much as they are lonely. Right. And so,
and anyone,
and so for
knows
people
that
to come out of this,
you can be completely lonely surrounded by a bunch of people, because you're not, it's, there's nothing worse than being lonely in a crowd. It just, it feels worse than being lonely alone.
And I will tell you, that's me. And and you've seen it, you know, and when you taught Tarot at your house, and I came those two times, first time, I didn't know anybody except maybe one or two people out of, I don't know, 20. I don't know how many people are at your house. And, you know, I was pretty, I sat there pretty quiet.
Yeah. I was like, what's happening to my elf? It's like, she's shy.
Like, what the hell? Yeah. Who, did she have a walk? Who took over my elf?
My chatty
body?
Little elf.
Exactly. But I find myself to be very uncomfortable in crowds, and certainly in those I don't know.
Right.
So I'm fine with the group that I know. But so it's like, so I get this. I understand that difference of being alone versus lonely. But what they talk about so much for those extroverts who are struggling is that, here are their tips. So I'm going to tell you what they say. They say, be calm. Number one, be calm. So don't panic. If you're having these emotions, don't panic. Don't think something's wrong with you. You know, do your best to find calming. The second thing they say is to be organized. Oh, I'm just going to let everybody know. This is Sookie. Yep, welcome, everybody. So, she somehow became a little bit more of a talker these days.
My elf and I are on Zoom while we're doing this for you all, and all I see is a tail wagging in the background. She's so excited.
She is. Sookie, you need to shut up. So she's going to make me stand here, sit here. So calm. And organization is really important for people. So to schedule your day in a way that you can manage, and to schedule, you know, time for yourself to connect with other people.
That's exactly. And, you know, my mom lives alone, and she's super, super social. And so this is what she does. She has calls, and she has meetings, and some of them are on Zoom, and she takes yoga on Zoom, and like, she's keeping her circles. She's meeting people in parks. She's, you know, they're walking, they're, you know, doing, keeping physical distance and things, but it's very scheduled and it's helping a lot.
Right. So I think those are pieces of really great advice. And what's really funny is what this field is actually trying to tell us is to be balanced. Right.
Such a concept. We're going to even be more balanced when we come back from this break.
Welcome back, everybody. Bad news, Sookie will no longer join the podcast.
Just for
today. Hang out with her other mom. Just for today. She somehow has found her voice, and I wish she would lose it.
We all go through phases.
We all go through
and
phases.
And during the pandemic, everyone's trying new things out. So,
right. Sookie included. So, Sookie.
I love this thing about balance. I think people are seeing a lot of creativity thriving. Spirituality has an opening that they're curious about, that they didn't know they were curious about. And it's creating a little, you know, spillover of tranquility into places that people didn't know. I have one client who is amazing, who was obese in a way that, well, it was just unhealthy, right? And whenever one of her family members would speak to her about it, she would get really upset and resentful and, you know, not talking about this and why are you picking on me kind of thing. And during the pandemic, she really got clear. She really got clear. Like, she couldn't go into work, right? And she got clear of, I'm upset because my family members care about my well-being. Like, that's what I'm pissed off about. I got to grow up. I just got to grow up. And this
good for her
client
or
has
him.
Lost 75 pounds in 4 months.
Oh, good for them.
Talk about thriving.
Right. Well, and getting clarity.
And getting super
right?
clear. When you have to look at things differently, right? She included herself in that. And so she got really creative about how she's eating, how she's moving, all that. It's amazing.
Oh, I love that. You know, we've been seeing that a lot. We've been seeing that a lot online. I mean, what we've been seeing mostly are celebrities, because that's what journalists like to cover, because they get more, you know, readership. But we've seen Rebel Wilson, probably my most favorite one, because she really started right around the beginning of the pandemic. And you can just look in her face and she looks so happy.
Mm.
Like, she looks like I won.
Yeah.
You know, because for her, that was a battle that she had lost her whole life up until this point.
Well, and she's been so busy working
right? Just like this client, right? Running, 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 not taking care, not getting on the list to take care of. It's been completely inspiring.
Which reminds me of one thing that I'm sure I've mentioned in somewhere in the last 52 episodes, but I'll mention it again, is one of my favorite things. I always say one of my favorite things that you've always taught me is I have a list. But you always said, don't put yourself last on the list. And, you know, and that has stuck with me. And I have thought long and hard about that. I have actually given that advice to other people. It's so hard to put in action. But when we're in a situation of one we've never experienced before, that's when you kind of shed your ideas about everything and kind of rebuild, right? It's very much, actually, that comparison is very much how I felt about when I lost my mom. And it's something that shook my world. Now, it's something other people had experienced, don't get me wrong, but it shook my world.
Well, until you go through it, you can't know.
You can't possibly know. And what I did was I shed whatever belief system I thought I had and started over again. This is another version of that, right, for people.
It's a huge reset.
Right?
Huge reset.
It is. It is like, you know what? Let's just maybe hit delete and let's start all over again.
If I was going to white paper this and create my life as though I didn't have constraints, or at least not commuting, you know, like not as many people are commuting. I mean, some people are, again, I want to acknowledge that. But
I think what you're talking about, though, Brenda, about creativity thriving, spirituality is most definitely thriving.
Right.
People are trying to access, you know, classes and crystals and you know, trying to figure out how to make themselves feel better. And I do think tranquility certainly is thriving, because I will tell you that as far as creativity goes, mine is off the charts. It is absolutely off the charts.
Just, you know, let's call it like it is. Your creativity is pretty much off the charts anyhow.
Well, thank you. But it's different now, right? So the difference is that now I actually have time, mm-hmm. because I don't commute like I used to do. But, you know, I'm doing things like, you know, refinishing and restoring furniture. Mm. Who does that, right? Well, I do, because I've always been interested in woodworking. And so I'm starting with that. So I've actually become quite creative with it. I just recently bought one of those, you know, late 1800s ice boxes, you know, they used to put a block of ice in. And this thing was such a piece of shit. Like, it was so broken. It was barely hanging on. And I went in there and I fixed it, which I didn't know I could do, but there's something called wood glue, everyone. It fixes anything. And so I'm sanding
it. No, Elf is complete without wood glue.
No, Elf is complete. Or my tools for metalwork, because I took all the plates off of it. I polished them all. It looks better than it could have ever looked. Aww. But these are things that I'm doing that bring a lot of happiness, because they're things I've always wanted to do.
We're totally going to need a before and after on our Instagram.
We totally will. It's so good.
It's awesome.
Too. But I think when it comes to spirituality, you know, I find myself and those in my world, those in my world wanting me to teach them things, naturally, because, you know, they want to learn how to do it and learn how to do it properly. But I find myself working a lot more with Jacob. Like, we're doing a lot of work together.
And tell people who Jacob is.
Well, everybody knows Jacob, because we just released our episode about Jacob, you know, take the damn wheel.
In case they didn't get to that episode.
In case you didn't hear it, Jacob is my main squeeze spirit guide. But we, you know, we've been spending a lot more time. We've been, you know, looking at me and like things that I should be, you know, working on. But we've also been looking at the world at large. And so, but I have the time to do it. I don't have the distractions, right, to be able to make that a priority. And not being stimulated rings true for a girl like me. And I have a feeling it rings true for a lot of other people, because I have all the acronyms, right? I have the ADD, the OCD. I'm sure there's other acronyms that you could come up with. ASS, HOLE is one of them. And I'm definitely that girl. It's like, if I see something, it's like either shiny object or squirrel, you know? And so my attention is diverted away from something. But without all those distractions, without having so many squirrels and shiny objects in the world, I've just noticed how different life is just from a domestic standpoint,
right.
You know? Suzanne and I meal plan. We've never meal planned, ever. but like we meal plan, you know, we have more interesting conversations. Mm. You know, we share more of the duties around the house, which there's a lot more now because we're in it all the time. And then what's really funny is that even though I find myself with a lot more time, and I've talked to people about this recently, where I should have put my phone down when I was so busy to make time for myself, I actually find myself like intentionally losing it, which I know that's not a real thing.
No, but it is.
But it's like, I'm not getting on my phone. I don't want that. I want to be present. I want to be in whatever moment, even if I'm watching Yellowstone on Paramount Network, which I highly recommend to everyone. I want to watch it versus going back. I mean, because before I'd watch stuff, it'd be like phone TV, phone TV, phone TV, like the switch tasking, and it's exhausting.
Yeah. The thing people think is like, oh, when we're so busy, I'm going to relax. I'm going to watch TV. And then you don't just watch TV. We do that dual screen thing, which is so mean. It's so mean. It just revs up your nervous system.
It does. I can totally feel my nerve endings when I do that are just frying. Yeah. It's just too much. So it's like that's part of taking care of yourself, right? Because you have the opportunity to do it. And I think that being in far less of a hurry for many of us, again, not all of us, because we just, again, want to acknowledge again that.
Well, for people with kids at home, right, when they're schooling at home and working at home, I mean, it's mayhem.
But it is important for those that are doing that to heed this advice, to try to find those moments and organize, right? This is part of the planning and organization part, the family and the household that allows you to do it.
Right.
You know, I know that I live a certain luxury when it comes to just this piece of it, because I mean, I don't have kids.
Right.
And if I did, they wouldn't be in school anymore anyway. Right. I'm too damn old to have a kid that would be at the house. So I totally understand the privilege of that. But like even with having time, like I in that piece of furniture I was just telling you about, I'd actually sanded it twice because I didn't like the color that I put on it. And the funny thing is, I didn't care. I was actually happy to sand again. And I've never been happy to do something twice. I'd usually be mad.
Yeah.
It's like, so I see
a huge shift.
Right? I see those huge shifts. Like, how about you?
I'll take my shot.
Oh, we're going to
pause, come back.
Aren't we? Oh, damn it. I always get that wrong. We'll be back, folks. And we're back to something I didn't know that we were leaving.
Surprise.
Surprise. Julie, you're back. You thought you were going the whole time. But I was asking you, Bren, like what your experiences have been through this.
Well, because, you know, my world is a little more introverted out of the gate, although it's shifted, not as dramatically as some. So I just want to be really clear about that. But, you know, I had to get scrappy and move my classes that would have normally been in person, which is a lot of fun for me, even though I'm an introvert, right? I go back and forth. I took them online and stretched them out, added more hours because it's different online than it is in person. Like, you know, you have to wait a beat to get the conversation going and things like that. And so, you know, I took my tarot class and my spirit guide class and my Enneagram classes online, which was great because it was actually more accessible for more people. They didn't have to worry about travel or being away from kids, or they could. I had a couple of people who never made the class live and took it all on delayed play and had incredible life-changing experiences, which I was really excited about. And so there was, for me, it was really more of a surrender and just trust, like, okay, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to trust that these students are going to be compassionate and open-hearted in me offering something new and not knowing. And I was just blown away by the results. The students were amazing. And I'm excited to teach more online, really, is what happened.
And you were, and I'm assuming that you also were introduced to a lot of folks that you would not have been able to meet when you only had in-person classes.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
And so you expanded... Right? Yeah. You expanded your world.
Yep. Bigger heart connections all over. Yeah. It's such a blessing. It's just been such a gift.
You know, in this, I will confess. I was going to say.
No, thank God. We almost made
it. I have to say, but now I have to say confess.
Without a confession.
But this is my confession. You know, like everybody else, you know, I struggle so deeply with the pain that people are going through, whether it's the pain of of losing someone that you love. Whether it's the pain of not knowing what tomorrow brings, because, you know, every aspect of our life is pretty unexpected right now. You know, anybody who tries to tell me about something that's going to happen in the near future, I look at them and say, stop talking, because it's, you don't know. Right. You don't know. And granted, there was one of these major events that happened 100 years ago, but boy, the world's different 100 years now than it was then. So you don't know. So I have so much empathy and so much pain for that. And because of that, I started to feel guilty. And I've since had conversations with other folks about this guilt, but I don't live with some of those issues, you know, but I was feeling guilty that I wasn't miserable or afraid. And I think the biggest reason that I'm neither one of those is that I do have that connection to the other side.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I think because I have that, I do that work. You know, I've taken the time to do that. I've taken the time to learn. I've taken the time throughout my everyday to find that whether it's an hour, 15 minutes, whatever it is, I'm about to do something, you know, good for my soul, is I think why I don't have those issues.
It's so real. And just when so much is uncertain, finding the certainty and the steadiness and the consistency in life is everything for your nervous system, for your heart, for your head to know this is real. This is consistent. This is part of me. It makes such a difference. And no matter what happens, that's not going anywhere.
Totally agree. And I think the other thing that I would love to encourage folks to do is find those little things that delight you, because those are the little things that we have all missed. And we are all guilty in this of what our life was pre-pandemic. You know, I have been guilty of missing so many things that are surprising and delightful. So whether it is, and I know people do this, but I'm going to tell you this was not in my world. So I cook. I know. And when I first told Brenda that I started cooking, you're like, who are you?
Because and Suzanne, what did you do with Suzanne?
Did it for, yeah, exactly. Did you kill Suzanne and not tell me? The answer is no. But Suzanne's always, she's been the one who always prepared our meals. And she's a magnificent cook. I mean, on the verge of chef. Like she is incredible. But I've started to prepare, but not only prepare, but we're eating things that are coming out of Suzanne's garden.
Mm.
I have never, by the way, eaten jalapeno peppers better than what my wife grew. And so I am delighted and surprised by that, right? But it's little, and I know it's little, but these are the things that can help put gas in our car, right? It's those little things. Like I sit at my office, I look outside and I can see the jalapeno peppers from my office. And I'm like thinking about what can I make with those, because we have an abundance
That's
now. Right. So, and then I also, again, this sounds silly, but I'm giving you guys silly things just to know that you can be delighted at some of the most ridiculous or mundane things. But one of them, of course, is about, of course, my dog that I kicked out of my recording room.
Who came flying back in, by the way.
Oh, did she? Oh my God, that's hilarious. She's my constant companion. But which is my point, is that I know her better than ever, mm-hmm. because we literally spent 24/7 together. I watch her chew this damn bully stick. Don't make me tell you what's a bully stick. Look it up, because it's not delightful and it makes my office smell like a cow pasture. But the thing is, I watch her. So I watch how she holds it with her paws. I watch like what she does when she drops it. And then I can see her head move up and look at me so I can come
pick it
get
up.
It. Right? But these are things that are delightful to watch. And I would hope that folks are looking at their kids that way, you know, watching them in a way with an eye that they never could see out before. So like, I feel like my vision is bigger, even though it feels like your world is smaller,
right,
to see these things. And I figured out a way to spend time with those that are the most important in my life. And so Cubby, everybody knows who Cubby is, my best friend, lives 5 minutes from us, but we figured out a way. She comes over, we walk our dogs in the morning, you know, we socially distance properly, or we physically distance properly. I want to make sure that I don't go again, because you will like put a hand on me if I say it wrong again. There you go. Yeah, you'll do that.
That's it.
But it's like, find those ways to spend that time. We go in her, you know, Suzanne and I go to their house and we only go to the backyard and, you know, let the dogs hang out. But it's like, there's ways to do this that are delightful. And I will tell you guys, these little things, they add up, and you don't have to be miserable or guilty about them, because it's okay if it's your life.
Right. You know, when we talk about centering and self-care, you know, I have to put in my constant plug for meditation. And meditation can...
No, you! No,
but it can take a lot of forms. Like, you can, you know, it's not the same, it'll be different, but, you know, a moving meditation, or when you cook, like if you go to an ashram, they're changing chanting over the food to infuse the food with a high frequency. And you can taste it. Like it's supercharged, like just being really present with everything you cut or wash or present. Doing things in a meditative way, just mindfulness, is super helpful. And it changes the biochemistry. It changes the cortisol, the stress hormone in your body. It changes your ability to, you know, wind down for sleep. Good quality sleep is essential during this time. These things that, you know, when you do go out in the world, you want your system, your body to be at peak form, you know, always, but particularly now. So these are, they're not just good spiritual practices. They're just wise. They're just really smart things to do right now.
Because you have the power to do that.
Exactly.
Right? Everybody has the power to shift to that place. I will tell you, it was so interesting. Last night in my meditation, I learned something very interesting. And because I've been struggling sleeping. I've been sleeping, but I'm exhausted when I wake up. So clearly what's happening when I'm doing that is I'm kind of floundering around the astral plane trying to do something that I'm fighting. And what I found out last night is that I needed to put roses in the bedroom and smell them before I went to bed to help calm me. Mm. So last night I did that. I had the best night's sleep. And that was just the smell of roses.
Well, first of all, just the smell of roses is not just because they're amazing. They're super high frequency. Right?
They are. Totally fair.
Yeah.
I think that you always say, oh, my elf, I can't believe you did that. But I'm going to do the I can't believe you did that, my elf thing again, which is I'm going to encourage everybody because Brenda is a, she's a master in this planet. She's a master of the universe. And
I have a cape.
She does have a cape. She does. Don't let anybody tell you any different. But you know, Brenda has a new meditation series on her website that is brenda-rose.com. Did I get that right? Because I didn't call you Brenda. I got that right. So brenda-rose.com. And you can subscribe to the meditation series on the website. And I'm pretty sure you've acknowledged the struggles that people are having and you have some like COVID-19 pricing for everyone.
Right. Yeah,
so
it's discounted for the pandemic. It's discounted for the foreseeable future.
Right. It's probably discounted for the next, you know, at least a year. But I don't want to put a timeline on it because it's not mine. But I encourage everybody, if you don't know how to find that inner peace, if you are looking at ways to calm your mind, calm your nervous system, and also be open to what types of messages that you could get of things that will assist you and your family, this is the best way to. In fact, it's how I started. I started with your meditation series that is still on Apple.
Yeah, the Connection CD.
I love that CD. For one, I just love to hear you. So let's just
you're so sweet.
Right here, but I do. I love your voice. I do. It's the only reason I do this. And that's not true. But that's how I started.
Thank you.
That's how I started. Yeah. And there's like fundamentals, guys. Like, don't meditate laying down.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. I didn't know. Yeah. In fact, you introduced that whole idea in that series. But I encourage everyone because, you know, there's some great apps that are out there. I don't know if they're good or bad. I don't use them. But I can tell you that my life shifted, changed, got better, got bigger, found more joy when I did in earnest learn this practice. Mm-hmm. And I encourage everybody to go to brenda-rose.com.
Thank you, Mayo. Thank you so much. So thank you for listening today. Thank you for considering the possibility of thriving during this time. And we invite you into these practices. We invite you to maintain your connection with the other side because we know that Earth School is hard.
Without the other side and without Brenda's meditation.
Thank you, my help.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for joining us, everyone. And a special thanks to our producer, Maya Cole, who guides us while we guide you.
Hit us up on Instagram at Other Side Guides or shoot us a note at othersideguides@iheartradio.com. And you can even call us at 833-22-GUIDE to leave us a message.
We want to know what you think, we want to know what you know, and we want to hear your stories.
And remember,
Earth School is hard
without the other side. Insider's Guide to the Other Side is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.